Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome inside Cadott High School, site of this Western Cloverbelt Conference girls basketball game between your McDonald Central Lady Max and the Hornets of Cadott. I'm Caleb Swenson. Our camera operator tonight is Sam Aberle, back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Is Dawson Halverson, our audio producer. Dave Flanagan will be joining me tonight. Mark Maloney will be back on Monday for a McDonald boys game against Cadott. We should have a good one here tonight. The second meeting between the Lady Max and the Hornets. McDonald won the first game 72-49 back on December 16th. So again, a month and a half ago. But that was a game where Cadott rode some really hot shooting in the first half, stayed within striking distance, got within three within a single possession in the second half as they made a run. But McDonald's balanced offense, their relentless defense was a little too strong down the stretch, and the Lady Max at that point won their sixth consecutive game. Now, since then, McDonald ripped off 14 wins in a row. That winning streak came to a close earlier this week as they fell on the road to a tough Bloomer squad, 73-67. That's the same Bloomer squad that McDonald had a 30-point lead on in the second half, but played pretty evenly with, in the second half when those two met the first time. And so Bloomer getting a little revenge on the road, and McDonald now tied with Regis in terms of losses in the conference. The Lady Max do have one more win than the Ramblers, and so that puts them at the top of the conference for now. But of course, now McDonald trying to hold serve, stay out in front, and then there's a huge game that we'll look ahead to at the post-game show coming up at WOGO.com, where you can view our sports calendar. A huge game next Thursday night between McDonald and Regis. But to make that game as big as it could be, both of those teams need to win out on the way to next Thursday. And it starts with McDonald getting a road win here tonight, which is much easier said than done against a talented team under the direction of head coach Dusty Burrish. They've got an intriguing mix of seniors and freshmen contributing on this team, and we'll hear from both head coaches about the matchup coming up. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Good to have you with us live from Cadott. Back in 2 minutes.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Macs basketball on the road at Cadott. Western Clover Belt Conference tilt between your Lady Macs and the Hornets of Cadott, here with head coach Dusty Burrish. And coach, 7-7 on the year so far. We're just talking off the year, had a big win on the road at Fall Creek. That had to just inject a lot of confidence into your team because they played well at times, but the wins haven't always been easy to come by.
Yeah, absolutely. We've competed with the toughest teams in the conference this year, and then we just haven't been able to pull a win away or anything like that. Like Bloomer, we had in a scoring drought the first game we hosted over here against Fall Creek. We're in a scoring drought, and but other than that, like Regis, McDonald, the first game that we played, the score don't tell the justice there in that one at the end. We were within three with them, you know, for a long period of time in that game against McDonald. We had a 12-point lead against Regis at halftime. We were within 6 points at Elk Mountain, the first time we played them. We just get caught in some scoring lulls in the second half where we're not able to pull it off, and then Fall Creek was the first one where, you know, we were able to pull off. We went into overtime against them. But we also had, four or five scorers in that game that, you know, helped out as well.
Coach, last time we saw you guys, rode some hot shooting for a while in that game. And Taylor Hager, very impressive. And she does a lot for your team. But there's kind of this mixture of seniors, but then some really intriguing youthful talent. So how has that started to gel more and more throughout the season, the young and the old?
It's actually really worked out really well. We previous years, you know, when Dave Huzzico was over here and everything like that, you know, it was like a two-man game. You know, they had Lauren Gadel and Ellie Eiler. You know, it was a really good team and everything like that, but they didn't move the ball around very much, I didn't think. So now that we got this mixture of seniors along with a upcoming freshman that we have here, it's a lot of ball movement. Everybody's touching the ball multiple times and everything like that. We're getting it swung side to side. It's good natural flow of basketball, and it creates opportunities for everybody to get a chance to score as well.
And finally, Coach, second time against this McDonald team, as you mentioned, the score didn't indicate how close you were in that game within a possession in the second half. What do you need to do better here this time around?
This time around, we got to get back on the defensive end because we know McDonald likes to run the break all the time. So that's one reason why they beat us. We're not in shape. That's what it was the first time we played. So hopefully, you know, we did a lot of running, you know, after the McDonald game and everything like that. So we're hoping to be able to, you know, I only run seven deep, so the girls got to be willing to push to the extra extremes. And if we hold McDonald to a limited amount of breaks and everything like that, I think we can play with McDonald and finish the game.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to a good one tonight. Best of luck to you tonight the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Head coach Dusty Burrish of Cadott back after this with Coach Williams of the Lady Macs. McDonald basketball on the road on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
The outside, Dillenbeck, 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countering. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh. Shoots. Oh, backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, live on the road at Cadott. Western Cloverbelt Conference Girls Hoops here tonight. Your Lady Macs take on the Hornets here with head coach Sally Williams of McDonald. And coach, obviously a 14-game winning streak snapped earlier this week. What's the takeaway from that game, positive or negative? Things we need to do better, or things we say, hey, sometimes you just get beat?
Yeah, I mean, there's always positives to take away from a loss, always. Obviously, it hurts just losing a tough one, but give Bloomer credit. I mean, they're a great team, and on their home court, just outplayed us, obviously, as the score showed. And so just taking away just, okay, what happens when the game gets tight, and how can we respond to maybe something not going our way, or we not playing the best? How do we counter with something to still come out on top?
Coach, now you're playing this Cadott team on their home floor, and you won pretty comfortably last time, but as I remember, they came, I believe, within a possession for a bit there in the second half before you guys pulled away. So again, this is a team that's on the rise.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this team is not one to take lightly. I mean, they actually had us probably, it was under 10 throughout most of the game until we opened it up late in the game. And so, obviously, we're coming in. We got to bring our A game. And that's just this time of the year, too. I mean, everyone's growing. Everyone's getting better. And give them credit. Like, they're scrappy. They can just make things happen, and they have obviously some top players that can really go off, and always have to, I mean, you got to play a full game tonight.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about another conference win.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Sally Williams McDonald back after this Lady Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Welcome back to Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming at WOGO.com. We're also live video streaming on the WOGO Radio Facebook page, but would highly encourage you to check out WOGO Sports on YouTube. Hit subscribe there so you're notified whenever we go live with Chi High and McDonald Athletics. It's the McDonald Lady Max on the road here at Cadott. Caleb Swenson joined by Dave Flanagan tonight. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Dave, the honor of the duty is yours. Wes McDonald got to do again, coming off something that they haven't had for a while, a loss. They'd won 14 straight, hadn't lost a game since late November. You're talking well over 2 months without an L. And then ran into a tough Bloomer team and couldn't quite finish that game. And now a Cadott team that's very hungry just pulled off an overtime win on the road at Fall Creek.
Yeah, well, you know, that's here's the deal. I mean, let's figure out, you don't want to lose again. You know, you don't want that first loss to cause another loss. So let's see how they bounce back tonight. You know, they haven't been through that in a while. So I expect them to come out and play hard. And, you know, Sally pointed out a couple little things that they just need to do better. I mean, Bloomer just played better. It wasn't that we didn't play. We played well, but they just played better. So,
yeah,
that's the key, I think, is let's see how we bounce back tonight after one of those and see what kind of effort we get.
I think we saw, again, even just looking at the tail of the stats in that game against Bloomer, McDonald was kind of right around their season averages, but sometimes we saw it last year with Bloomer. Sometimes a team is just really, really hot, and Bloomer was.
Well, and they really caused us problems because, I mean, they have three girls. They spread us out, and, you know, and they drove it down our throats a little bit, and they got some easy buckets for the Zwiefelhofer girl. I mean, so
she had 28, I believe, in that game.
Yeah, so they spread us out. They took it to the basket, and they caused some problems. And, you know, we normally don't give up that many points defensively. So, like, again, we'll see tonight here now. Pointed out those things that we sort of screwed up on the other night. Let's tighten it up.
All right, we are back to the action in just a moment. We'll take a 2.5-minute break and then be back with your opening tip-off right after your player introductions. Back in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports, your home for McDonald Lady Max basketball.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiski, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls back here at Cadott's, where we were just treated to a wonderful piano solo performance of our country's national anthem. And now it's time for the starting lineups for McDonald and Cadott. The Lady Macs 14-3 on the season, 9-1 right now in first place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Cadott 7-7. They're in sixth place at 3-4 in WCC play. McDonald averaging 57.8 points per game, giving up 44.4. Cadott scoring 51.1 points per game, giving up 48.4. For your McDonald Central Lady Macs, they're in their black uniforms with royal blue numerals, white piping. Royal blue on the sides of the tanks and shorts. Aaron Singenthaler, 5'7" junior guard, 6.3 points per game. Chloe Flanagan, the 5'4" senior guard, number 4, averaging 22.3 points per game. Aaron, number 1, if I forgot that. And Singenthaler, the junior, number 5, 5'8", 11.6 points per game, second on the team. Emily Hartman, 5'7", junior forward, number 31, averaging 5.6 points per game. And Claire Ruff, number 12, the 5'7" junior, averaging 14.9 points per game to lead McDonald in that category. Sally Williams, the head coach of the Lady Macs. On the other side, Colin Zastro, a 5'10" freshman. Liliana Spaeth, a 5'6" senior. Taylor Hager, 5'6" senior. Brinley Sonnentag, a 5'5" freshman. Danny Sikora, 5'10" senior, numbers 11 and number 13, respectively. Dusty Burrish, the head coach of the Cadott Hornets. It should be a good one here tonight between the Lady Macs and Cadott. Second time these two teams have tangled. Thank you to Sam Aberley, our on-site video producer. Cadott in the white uniforms, gold numerals, black piping. Opening tip, won by Cadott. It's Colin Zastro at 5'10". Got a hand up there to get it. I should have mentioned Kennedy Nerdrum actually is the fifth starter, the 5'10" senior for Coach Dusty Burrish. Again, they pulled off a tough road win, 49-46, at Fall Creek, which we all know is a very difficult place to play.
Yeah, that was a great win for him.
Confidence building for sure. Zastro, again, great height, 5'10" as a freshman. Ball knocked out of bounds after a collision in the corner. It'll stay with Cadott. Zastro looking to inbound. She finds Brinley Sonnentag, another freshman. Zastro has in the corner, back to Sonnentag up top. Chloe Flanagan coming out on her. Zastro on the left wing with Claire Ruff waving a hand in her face. The look down to the post, that's Nerdrum. The senior at the left block whips it up top. Taylor Hager, who shot very well, especially in the first half against McDonald last time out. Zastro to the left corner. Floating back out to Hager. Singenthaler comes out on Hager. Dropped out of the post. They're looking for Nerdrum. She has it knocked away. Chloe Flanagan tries to dig it out of there, and she'll push it to Singenthaler. Singenthaler push ahead to Singenthaler.
Nice
bounce
pass.
Running in the lane, down to the rim, and up and in for two is Emily Hartman. Singenthaler to Hartman, and it's 2-0 McDonald. As we begin very early on, McDonald with their familiar four-court press. Long push ahead, too long for Nerdrum, and it's out of bounds to the Lady Macs.
Just what the Cadott coach was worried about is fast breaks, and that's how we got our first two right off the bat.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. And earlier we had our Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Thank you to Conley Engelmeyer, our newest audio producer and board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, along with Dawson Halverson. Tipped pass out of bounds, staying with McDonald. Quick hands on that one from Brinley Sonnentag, the 5'5" freshman. She averages 8.2 points per game. Taylor Hager at 15.9 leads the way in scoring for Cadott. Into the backcourt, Aaron Singenthaler takes it across that Hornet logo at midcourt. Has a high screen from Sister Ann Singenthaler. Shoots across to Chloe Flanagan. Quick touch pass, left elbow. Ann Singenthaler. Back out to Aaron. Aaron for three. Right wing. Off the front of the rim. No. Offensive rebound. Claire Ruff looking for a reverse. No. Blocked on the way up. Hartman digs it out. Tied up. Possession should stay with the Lady Macs. with 16:07 to play here in the first half.
Cadet's coming out a little 1-3-1 zone, so we need to adjust here a little bit, be patient, move the ball.
Inbounds upcoming. Chloe Flanagan in the lane. Had it knocked away for a moment. Retrieved in the corner, Emily Hartman. Hartman up top to Aaron Sigenthaler. Aaron shoots down. Nice pass. Emily Hartman had to save it, though, and saves it a little bit too high, looking for Claire Ruff in the corner. The pass found Emily, but she was just a little bit too deep along the baseline. Didn't have her balance.
Yep. Too far under the basket.
Zastro to inbound. Finds Brinley Sonnentag. Sonnentag in some trouble being pursued by the Sigenthaler sisters. To Zastro, still in the backcourt. Zastro, long cross-court pass. Sonnentag across the timeline. Sonnentag down the lane. Nice bounce pass to Nerdrum. She's fouled on the way up by Aaron Sigenthaler. No, that's going to be against Ann. And Nerdrum is going to the line, and she'll shoot two with a chance to tie this game up. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Your jump first free throw rims in, and Kadat is on the board. It is 2-1. Kennedy Nerdrum, 5'10", senior, number 5, 9 points per game. And three starters at 5'10" for Coach Dusty Burrish.
Yeah, that nice tall little group.
Second free throw rims out, but an offensive rebound high off the glass, too strong on the putback. And Sigenthaler. Left elbow extended, curling into the lane, out to Claire Ruff. Ruff buries a jumper from just beyond the foul line. 4-1 McDonald. Ruff her first points. She had a quieter game.
Offensive
foul far side of the field. Taylor Hager ran over Chloe Flanagan.
Good pressure.
4-on-4 crime there. A pair of seniors wearing the same numeral. 15:21 left to play here in the first half. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Sports on the radio and the live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Aaron Sigenthaler to Chloe Flanagan. Senior down to the corner. Emily Hartman has a three. That one too strong. Zastro with the rebound. Finds Taylor Hager. Hager across the timeline. Again, this Cadot team, as Coach Burrish said, they're about seven deep, so not a lot of substitutions.
They're going to
have to keep
their
legs under.
Yeah, even though it was an open shot, she's going to continue to work it. Oh.
Three from the far side. Rims out for the freshman Sonnentag. Now Claire Ruff with a head of steam across the logo. Finds Chloe Flanagan left wing. Just inside the arc, tipped pass. Claire Ruff looking for it. Knocked it out of bounds, but last touch by Cadot as Danny Sikora was in the area. McDonald will substitute Riley Christensen, number 24, the junior, and Kelsey Bremnes, number 3, the junior. Riley's been playing very well the last few games, averaging 6 points per game, but that doesn't really tell the tale of what she's done. Medford game, she was fantastic. Good scoring output against Bloomer as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's offense and defense. I mean, she's the most athletic on the team, so she comes out and really can make some things happen.
Kelsey Bremnes finds Chloe Flanagan high on the right side in front of that Cadot bench. Kelsey on the left, probing with a couple dribbles, driving down to the left block. Lost it out of bounds and last touched by McDonald.
You're going to go in there. You got to be tough with that basketball. They're going to paw at it and get at it.
Zastro inbounds. McDonald looking to trap. Zastro, the freshman, loops it down to the left corner. Sikora up top to Taylor Hager. Almost 4 minutes gone by. McDonald leads 4-1. Drive down the right side of the lane and a whistle and a foul. And Nerdrum is going back to the line. She's drawn two fouls here tonight.
Cadot must have watched the Bloomer game. We had a little trouble with their taller girl inside, and we're having a little bit of trouble tonight again.
22 fouls in that Bloomer game committed by McDonald's. Nerdrum is short on the first free throw. That one, by the way, went against Bremnes, her first, team second. 14:07 on the clock, 4-1. Nerdrum looking to split a pair at the free throw line as she did the first time, and she will. It's the second. It's 4-2. Nerdrum has the only 2 points so far for the Hornets. Donnell up by a bucket. Riley Christensen leaves for Chloe Flanagan. Shoots to the right corner. Claire Ruff. Ruff waiting. Now attacking along the baseline. Trying to slide a bounce pass away, and it's stolen by Nerdrum. Nerdrum for Zastro far side. Taylor Hager straight on. Lost the handle, and Riley Christensen says thank you very much. Long lead feed ahead to clear a rough pass in traffic. Siegenthaler has it along the baseline, trying to go reverse. Tough shot, no. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Zastro throws a high pass near midcourt. Hager across the timeline. Riley Christensen in pursuit. 2-point game, 4-2 McDonald. Zastro top. She's just an athletic-looking freshman at 5'10", moves very well.
That's
got to be exciting for Kadad as well, too, to have,
well, they have a lot
some
of
veteran players, but a lot of talented youth.
Yeah, it looks like they have a lot of freshmen.
Hager up top. Again, she's their leading scorer. The senior at the foul line. Back in tracking, and Riley Christensen pokes it away. Now diving on the floor for it. Hager able to get it back on a timeout called. 30-second break, and we're back. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Also on site, our video producer, Sam Aberle, the WOGO home base in Halley, Conley Engelmeyer, along with Dawson Halverson. Appreciate the hospitality of the Hornets, as always. Good to be back here in Kadat. Taylor Hager coming out of a timeout from Coach Dusty Burrish. Hager draws a foul. See where the reach-in came, maybe from Riley Christensen. McDonald's picked up three early ones. Blocking foul called. Emily Hartman is going to check in. Claire Ruff is going to take a break with 12:43 to play. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Sonnentag having a little trouble. Scoots it over to Zastro, freshman to freshman. Emily Hartman now on Colin Zastro. Lost the handle, and Siegenthaler scoops it up. Siegenthaler losing it in front of the Kadat bench, out of bounds, and that's where we're going. Back to Kadat.
Trying to get a little more pressure on him, speed up the game a little bit, try to change the tempo.
And McDonald prefers to play at a fast pace, speed other teams up beyond their comfort level, force turnovers. And as you get to the latter part of the season, everybody's a lot better than they were the first time you played them.
Oh, yeah.
Sonnentag to Zastro. She'll take a three straight on. Back rim, no. Going high for the rebound, Riley Christensen. Showing that bounciness. Aaron Siegenthaler, left side, outside the arc. Emily Hartman back up top to Aaron. Rotates to Riley Christensen, right wing. Aaron Siegenthaler on the left side. Into that left corner. Long cross-court pass to Riley Christensen, attacking into the lane, pulls up. That one just rims in and out. Nerdrum has the rebounds. Her pocket pick, going high off the glass and scoring. Emily Hartman at 6-2 McDonald.
Nice little hustle points there.
Good work there on the offensive board by Hartman. Colin Zastro on the left wing. Scoots into the left corner. Up top, Taylor Hager. Back to that corner with Sakura. Zastro comes to get it up top, guarded by Bremnes. Sonnentag puts on the floor with the left hand, one bounce. Sakura, holding high above her head, finds Hager. Hager will pull up for a deep three and nail it. Goodness gracious, 1-point game. Taylor Hager says, I'm not going to wait for the offense to come to me. She creates it. And a whistle and a foul on the other side. 6-5, a 1-point game. Emily Hartman, who's been playing very well these first several minutes, with 11:07 to play, is now at the line, and she'll be shooting a pair of free throws. First one too long for Hartman. Enrollment is now open at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, enrolling students for grades 3K through 12. At McDonald Area Catholic Schools, experience a nurturing, faith-based education that inspires excellence and fosters growth. Visit the website, apply today, join the community of learners, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Second free throw doesn't go down for Emily Hartman. It remains a one-point game, a chance to take the lead for Cadott. Hager going down the lane, and she'll roll it up with the left hand.
Nice move.
7-6. Taylor Hager has 5 points in a row. And Siegenthaler running into some trouble with Hager along the right block. Digs it out to Aaron Siegenthaler. Throws one in the lane. Claire Ruff stepped back in. Lost it, but back out to Aaron. Siegenthaler getting things reset. Loops to Emily Hartman. Hartman curling into the lane. Pulls up from 14 feet. Maybe lost the handle on that one on the way up.
Yeah. It was a little short.
7-6. Cadott trying to extend their first lead. Brindley Sonnentag, right corner, three. No. Grabbing the rebound, Lauren Buescher. One of two seniors on this team.
See if we can get a little ball movement here.
Emily Hartman into the lane. Pass over the arms of Siegenthaler, and Hager scoops it up. Taylor Hager pursued by Aaron Siegenthaler. Trying to avoid the double. Far side. New entrant into the game is Ava Eiler, 5'5" junior. Runner goes wild. Siegenthaler with the rebound. Aaron across the timeline finds Ann underneath the hoop. Popping in for two. McDonald takes the lead back, 8-7. I believe that's the first points for Ann Siegenthaler tonight.
Yep.
1 point lead. Brindley Sonnentag, number 11, one of several talented freshmen for Cadott, to Sikora. He's up top for Eiler. Back to Sonnentag. Thought for a moment about a three, 5 feet beyond the arc. Colin Zastro now with a nice head fake down the left side of the lane. Scooping up with the left hand. No. Finger roll won't go. Siegenthaler. Emily Hartman. Hartman hits the brakes. Claire Ruff straight on for three just off the front of the rim. Track down in the corner, saved. Back up top, Aaron Siegenthaler off the hustle play from Emily Hartman. To Ann Siegenthaler, she's tripped up on the way to the hoop. And she will go to the line, unless they're saying that one's on the ground, which they might be.
I guess they are. On the ground.
8-7. McDonald, a one-point lead here on the road at Cadott as Chloe Flanagan comes in. Jasmine Gerber as well. Number 4 and 43, respectively, the senior and the junior. Jasmine played well. Bat Bloomer, again, a six-point loss, but I believe she had 7 points in that game.
Yep, no, she battled inside. It just was tough to get her in there in the second half a little bit.
Almost to the halfway point here of the first half, 9:08 remaining. Inbounds goes up top to Chloe Flanagan. Claire Ruff high on the left side. Sonnentag comes out on her. Pass shot down to Jasmine Gerber. Good rotation out
way
to
off.
Chloe Flanagan, no, but the offensive rebound by Erin Siegenthaler. Back out to Chloe. Finds Claire Ruff far side. Claire with the ball fake. Into the lane, scooping it up with the right hand. Up and in for two. Well, she just held that on her hip and flipped it up into the cup.
She went hard to the basket and got rewarded.
Come on, Nick, keep it up. Here we go.
Claire Ruff now with 4 points. Brindley Sonnentag, her team down a full possession, 10-7. Guarded by Chloe Flanagan. Sikora leaves it for Zastro. Right side, Sonnentag. Not a ton of scoring, but still a fairly fast-paced first game. Eiler, nice feed down into the post. A block, but a foul. Jasmine Gerber going one-on-one with Nerdrum, and Nerdrum to the line for the third time already tonight.
Jasmine efficient. Sally was telling her, arm straight up, you got a chance of not getting called for foul. As soon as you extend it down, they're going to call it automatically.
Nerdrum 2-for-4 from the foul line so far. The senior off the front iron on the first. It remains a 10-7 ball game. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Second free throw is good, so true to form. Splitting the pair each time, Kennedy Nerdrum. She has 3 points. Stealing the lane. That was Sikora. Eiler picked up by Gerber. High bounce pass to Sikora. Left side, Sonnentag. Let's fly for three. Off the front rim, Novan. Offensive rebound, Colin Zastro. And she's hit on the arm. There's 7:58 to play. That'll be the fifth foul against McDonald.
It's on Aaron. That's her first.
Okay. Aaron Siegenthaler picked up her first. Ann already has one. Zastro up top. Moves it on the right side for Sikora. Then Zastro, the freshman, gets it back. 5'10 against the 5'8 Claire Ruff. Working off a screen from Eiler. Zastro on the far side. Brinley Sonnentank, her pass squirts through the outstretched arms of Sikora and out of bounds to McDonald. 10-8 is our score. McDonald leading by two.
Nothing's been easy tonight, that's for sure.
It really has not. Again, McDonald hoping to avoid that post-loss hangover as their 14-game win streak was snapped on Tuesday. That also was a road game up at Bloomer. Claire Ruff out to Siegenthaler into the right corner. And Siegenthaler get down to Jasmine Gerber. Gerber along the left baseline, too strong. Taylor Hager across the midstripe. No look pass in the left corner. That's Sonnentag. Colin Zastro. Couple bounces, leaves for Hager. McDonald leading by a bucket, 10-8. 11 minutes gone by here in the first half. Another deep three right side. That one rims out for Taylor Hager. Long rebound out to McDonald. They want to run. And Siegenthaler down the left side of the lane, up high with the left hand. No offensive rebound. Aaron Siegenthaler. Cody Flanagan, extra pass. Claire Ruff wide open for three. Splashed it. Beautiful ball moving off the offensive rebound. McDonald leads it 13-8. Timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On the outside, Dylan Beck, 4 seconds. Got a shooter. Somebody get a shot off. Counter Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countering. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh. Shoots. Oh, oh, backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
McDonald Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. Your McDonald Central Lady Max on the road here at Kanata. 5-point lead for McDonald, 13-8. Kanata across the timeline with Ava Eiler, the junior. Leaves for Hager. Up top, Colin Zastro. Zastro off the screen from Eiler. Right side, Zastro driving to the right block. High off the glass, too strong. Chloe Flanagan rips out the rebound to Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron on the run right side. Crosses over into the lane. Comes to a jump stop. Pulls up 8 feet off the glass. No. Rebound to Hager. Hager now across the logo with a crossover. Left side, Sonnentag, the freshman. So Colin Zastro, fellow freshman, gives her a screen. Two-thirds of the way through the first half. 13-8, McDonald. Low-scoring first half. Hager driving baseline. Looking to draw a foul. Doesn't get it as she tripped up. Pass in the backcourt to Aaron Siegenthaler. She'll take a little bit of time walking this one up. Finds Chloe Flanagan high on the left. High post feed, Ann Siegenthaler. Runner high off the glass. Won't bounce down. Zastro clears the rebound for Kadot.
Somehow we just got to get one more step towards the basket to make it a little easier shot.
5.5 left. Right side is Eiler against Jasmine Gerber. Feed into the corner. Three lofted on the way. Too strong. Offense rebound. Colin Zastro off the miss from Sonnentag. Taylor Hager up top. She has 5 points to lead the way for Kadot. They've had two players score so far. Pass looped down into the lane. Too tall for Nerdrum. McDonald's going to sub in three. Lucy Preece in for the first time. Number 32, the junior. Also juniors Riley Christensen and Kelsey Bremnes. Jasmine Gerber. Aaron Siegenthaler will check out. And Claire Ruff gets a breather as well.
Lucy Preece always gives us a little bit of instant offense. Take that.
Indeed. Chloe Flanagan into the right corner. And Siegenthaler. Ann showed off her shooting chops, 2-for-4 from downtown against Bloomer on Tuesday night. Lucy Preece has it poked away. Zastro with the steal. Zastro will push ahead. Too strong as it's out of bounds back to McDonald.
All right, Lucy, come on now.
Inbounds coming for the Lady Max. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Riley Christensen for three on the far side. That one nicks off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound tracked down in the opposite corner. Brinley Sontag knocks it off of Kelsey Bremnes out of bounds.
Let's have a timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. We are back in 30 seconds.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
McDonald Lady Max basketball on the road here on WOGO Sports. Our final game this week. We've got a lot coming up for you next week. You can view the sports calendar at WOGO.com. Monday nights, Tuesday night, Thursday night, doubleheader Friday night, Saturday afternoon as well. A lot of games for you between Chi-High, McDonald basketball and hockey next week. 13-8 McDonald. We've been stuck at this score for a bit. Cadot trying to change that out of the timeout from Coach Dusty Burrish. Hager with a runner from the left elbow. That one comes up short. Nicks out the front of the iron. Rebound to Siegenthaler. And Siegenthaler to Chloe Flanagan. Chloe, that left-handed dribble. Keeps it away from the freshman Sonatek. Fires it down into the post. And we have a push call down low. Foul on the ground as Riley Christensen was establishing position down there.
Got to get out of this tempo that Cadot wants to play. We got to speed it up as much as we can.
Two at the corners, two at the elbows, triggered in by Chloe Flanagan. Chloe finds a right elbow feed to Ann Siegenthaler. Drops it through for two, 15-8. And now with 4 points. Dave Hager up top for Cadot. Claire Ruff and Emily Harvey about to come back in. Hager, a runner of her own, and that's beautiful from outside the lane. Little teardrop with the right hand. She has 7 points, and it's still a 5-point game now, 15-10. Teams trading buckets on consecutive possessions. Post feed to Ann Siegenthaler. She's triple team, takes it out to Lucy Pries. Pries drops it to Riley Christensen. Chloe Flanagan left side. Flanagan just inside the arc. Trying to avoid two Cadot defenders, tipped away and stolen by Zastro. She's got a good wingspan. 3:20 to go here in the first half. Hager goes left side for Sonnentay. The freshman up top, fellow freshman Colin Zastro, and she buries a three from straight on. Up top, Colin Zastro. It's her first bucket. 2-point game. Chloe Flanagan and Kelsey Bremnes in the right corner. Kelsey opposite side, Riley Christensen. Riley getting it back from Lucy Pries. Chloe Flanagan on the right wing. Flanagan a couple bounces back to Riley. A deep three from the left side. That one off the mark. Siegenthaler knocks it back out to Chloe Flanagan. Ella Sexton about to come back in for McDonald at the next juncture. Pass whipped down low. Going high off the top of the glass. A little bit too high. Lucy Pries.
All right, we got four out, one in.
So Ella Sexton comes in for the first time tonight, number 15. The 6-foot junior averaged 2.8 points per game so far this season. Aaron Siegenthaler out there along with Riley Christensen, Emily Hartman, as mentioned, Sexton, and Claire Ruff. 2-point game with under 2.5 to go here in the first half. Taylor Hager, chance for her team to tie or take the lead. Colin Zastro right side. Brinley Sonnentag up top, guarded by Claire Ruff. Off the screen from Secor. Gives it back to Secor, the senior right side. Rotates on the left wing. Eiler, the 17-foot jumper is sweet, and that ties the game. Eva Eiler, the junior.
Nice patience by Cadot. Found a nice open jumper. Knocked it down.
And this is a Cadot team. You don't want to give them belief.
No.
Claire Ruff, left side, says take that. In the left corner pocket, 18-15. Second triple of the night for Claire Ruff. 3-point game again. Whistle up top, offensive foul on a moving screen. I think the hip jutted out just a little bit too much for Sakura. She's looking for an explanation. 1:40 left, and McDonald, you want to try to push out a little more in front here. Again, can't overstate how talented and hungry this Cadott team is. Player Ruff, too tall on the pass from Riley Christensen. And out of bounds to the Hornets with a minute 33 left. White City Glass, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Zastro in the right corner to Eiler, who just hit that jumper. Finds a cutting Sakura up and in for two, counted in a foul. 18-16. Got good position. 18-17, excuse me. Got good position on Sexton, and now a chance to tie the game. Danny Sakura, that's her first points. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Free throw, no good. And Hartman trying to save it along the baseline. She couldn't. Stepped on the baseline. Again, Stelter Incorporated, working every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com to find out more. That's StelterIncorporated.com. One-point game, but a travel up top by Cadott as they'll give the ball back to McDonald.
I thought they were going to get Riley for a foul. We're starting to reach and slap here a little bit. Started just moving our feet, playing good position.
Thank you to Jason Bovey for the update. Bloomer is up 38-30 on Regis right now. He has our game on in that one as well. Oh, you do as well. All right, there we go. Of all sorts of updates.
I just found it.
Shout out to Jason. Just had a birthday. Minute 5 left. Brindley Sonnente. Aggressive defense, and she swatted through the arm to Aaron Siegenthaler. And that'll be the 6th foul. On Cadott, evening things up at 6 fouls apiece. Chance to shoot free throws for the final 59.6 for both teams. And Siegenthaler to sister Aaron. Near midcourt. Final minute of the first half. 1-point game. Siegenthaler right wing finds Claire Ruff in the right corner. Back out to Aaron on the right side in front of that Cadott bench. Probing with a left-handed dribble. In the left corner. Now opposite side with Siegenthaler from Hartman. Long pass across the floor. Emily Hartman. Hartman, trouble on the left baseline. Riley Christensen, bullet pass, gets away. Looking into the corner. And a turnover back to Cadott. And now the Hornets, a chance to take the halftime lead. We'll see if they try to take the clock down or not. McDonald again seemed to be trying to stall down for a last shot.
Got us flustered here in the first half.
Certainly be plenty to talk about at halftime. For Coach Williams and her squad. 18-17 for the time being. McDonald with a 1-point lead. Taylor Hager far side. Drives along the baseline. Hager kick out. Sonnenteg looking for her first bucket. She hits a three.
8 seconds.
20-18. Brindley Sonnenteg. McDonald to answer for three. Claire Ruff, the air ball. 2 seconds left. It's 20-18 at the half. McDonald down by a deuce. Competitive first half, and Cadott hanging right with McDonald, looking to beat the Lady Macs for the first time in quite a while. A lot of game to go. We're looking forward to it. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. You're on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. This is Lady Macs Basketball.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. Water softening and filtration. And whole house air purification. So you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. To serve again.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
24-7 West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's halftime here in Kanawha. McDonald trailing 20-18 at the break. Caleb Swenson along with Dave Flanagan. We'll look at your halftime stats and give you a little preview of the 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. That's brought to you by 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout Western Wisconsin, 24-7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. The 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Half coming up. But first, your thoughts on the first half before we get to the stats. Dave Flanagan, neither team really able to get more than a two-possession lead, and McDonald left the door open, and Kadat kicking it down.
Well, Kadat's just controlled the tempo of the whole game, and, you know, it screws us up a little bit. We want a faster tempo. We want to sub people in and out, and it just makes it really difficult, you know. And this is a game that you're going to have to adjust, and you're going to have to be a little more methodical. We got to pass the ball better. That's one of the biggest things I notice is the ball's just sort of flying all over. But, they're controlling the tempo, and we either got to get ahead because you don't want to get behind, because the way they do a good job of handling the ball.
And again, I think we saw this on Tuesday night, that game against Bloomer, too, where things got tight at the end. And being able to finish a game, you just don't, especially with anybody in this conference, you don't want to be in a close game at the end.
Yeah, I mean, your point before, where it's, you know, the second time around is always more difficult. So, you know, these girls have gotten better. And so, it's just one of those things where hopefully we got to tighten it up. I mean, that's the thing. I guess I just look at it, and offensively, just moving that ball, work on your passes, you know, good fakes, good passes into the girls, into their hands, you know, let's do some good stuff.
It's how this conference makes you better and preps you for the playoffs every single night. Well, looking at the scoring in the first half, six different players have scored for Cadott, just three so far for McDonald, seven for Taylor Hager, three apiece for Colin Zastro, Kennedy Nerdrum, and Bryn Sonnentag, two apiece for Ava Eiler and Danny Sikora. On the other side for McDonald, two triples and 10 points for Claire Ruff in the first half, four for Emily Hartman, and four for Ann Siegenthaler. Let's take a listen to our halftime highlights, your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the half. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Siegenthaler with the rebound. Aaron across the timeline finds Ann. Ann underneath the hoop, popping in for two. Claire Ruff far side. Claire with the ball fake. Into the lane, scooping it up with the right hand, up and in for two. Oh, she just held that on her hip and flipped it up into the cup.
She went hard to the basket, got rewarded.
No offensive rebound, Aaron Siegenthaler. Chloe Flanagan, extra pass. Claire Ruff wide open for three. Splashed it. Beautiful ball moving off the offensive rebound. McDonald leads it 13-8. Team, you don't want to give them belief.
No.
Claire Ruff. Left side says take that. In the left corner pocket. 18-15. So McDonald led by as many as five, but now trails by two at the break. We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. The second half on the way. Good to have you with us live here from Cadott. We're back in 2 minutes.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On the outside, Dylan back 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Counter Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countering. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh. Shoots. Oh, oh, backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
We're back to basketball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Sam Aberley, our on-site video producer and camera operator. Conley Engelmeyer and Dawson Halverson, audio producers at the WOGO Studios in Halley. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Second half, we had our choice in four keys to the game. Any changes for the second half?
You know what? You know, I always say, look, we got to speed it up. I mean, we got to try to play our game a little bit, but you also got to be patient because, you know, if they handle the ball as well as they did in the first half, you know, you just have to be patient, play good defense, get the rebounds, and let's get it out and let's run the floor a little bit.
Again, a lot of freshmen seeing playing time for Cadott. They don't play like freshmen, especially at this point of the season. Brinley Sonnentag, Colin Zastro. looking strong here in this game for Cadott. Tipped pass, out of bounds. Nerdrum looking for it. Last touch by Cadott, and McDonald gets an early turnover.
Well, that's wonderful. Coming out of the second half, you get a stop. Let's see if we can get a basket now. Let's get a good one.
Lady Max trailing by two as we begin here in the second half. Claire Ruff, Emily Hartman, both Siegenthaler sisters, Ann and Aaron, and Chloe Flanagan, the five on the floor for Coach Sally Williams. Aaron Siegenthaler looking for Chloe, weak side. Into the left corner, stolen by Colin Zastro. McDonald knocks it right back out of bounds.
Just what we talked about. We got to have better passes. It just wasn't a good pass.
Now the Lady Max coming out with some full court pressure. Zastro inbounds to Hager. Hager immediately doubled, and we have a whistle and a quick foul. And one of the Siegenthaler sisters is going to get her second foul.
Yeah, I think Aaron is.
The team's first of the second half with 17:25 remaining. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying. Cadott turns the ball right back over. As Brinley Sonnentag, I think maybe she hit the rim of the backboard there with that pass.
Hit the backside of the backboard. It's out of bounds.
And we'll see with all these turnovers to start the second half if somebody can capitalize on it. Siegenthaler goes to Claire Ruff. Ruff gets her defender up in the air. Sikora kind of came down on her, but not enough to draw a whistle. Chloe Flanagan slides it down to Ann Siegenthaler. Bounce to Emily Hartman, and Hartman... Actually, Siegenthaler is going to be called for 3 seconds, maybe. See if they got Emily or Ann. One other way or the other, another turnover.
Well, each got two here to start of the second half.
No one has scored yet, but the turnover is mounting a little bit here. They're trying to get it under control. Zastro across the timeline. Finds Sikora. Taylor Hager up top, the talented senior. Sikora drops it down. Nerdrum. In a crowd, comes up short. Siegenthaler has it. Now a whistle and a foul, a held ball, rather. And possession should go to McDonald here. The arrow will switch. McDonald will take the ball back. And right now, the way these teams are playing defense, it's a matter of trying to even get a shot off.
Yeah. Who's going to get the 30 here?
20-18, the Lady Max trail by two. That was our halftime score. Waiting for the first bucket here, the second half. Claire Ruff looking for it down the right side. Flips one up and into the cup, counted, and a foul. Hoop and harm for Claire.
Nice contact, good follow through.
20-2. Claire Ruff now with 12 points. That's a game high. And a chance to break this tie at 20 on this trip to the line. Ruff looking for three the old-fashioned way. Rims out on the free throw. We stay tied.
Defense, let's dig in here now a little bit.
Just over 90 seconds into the second half. 20-20 here at Cadott. The Lady Max and the Hornets tangle. Tough one between Bloomer and Regis on the way as well. As Hager, a runner in the lane. She has 9 points, and Cadott retakes the lead. Tie up in the paint. Noah foul. And Siegenthaler went down. We'll see who that one goes against. It's the second on Cadott of the second half. Eiler's going to come in, and Nerdrum called for the foul. So, as you mentioned, her third.
So that'll help.
And getting some of the length and strength out. Claire Ruff, speaking of length and strength, goes up and scores off the inbounds as she just elevated to tie it at 22. Now the Lady Max, backcourt pressure. A steal in the forecourt, Chloe Flanagan to Claire Ruff. Ruff left wing. Flip over far side. Siegenthaler in that left corner. All the way across the floor, stolen by Colin Zastro. They were looking for Claire Ruff. Didn't get enough air under that one. Into the right corner, Sonnentag to Ava Eiler. Eiler had two in the first half, fights it out to Sonnentag, who had a three late in that first half. Help cannot regain the lead. Aaron Siegenthaler against Taylor Hager. Hager on the left wing. Left side. Sikora passes up the three. Leaves for Sonnentag, then gets it back on the right side. McDonald will have Bremnes and Riley Christensen about to sub back in. Wild pass all the way across the floor. Zastro trying to steal it. A steal by McDonald. Rather, I should say Zastro trying to save it. Siegenthaler with the steal. Siegenthaler drives in hard and catches the baseline with her toe. Out of bounds to Kadot.
You got to recognize when there's an alley to go to and when there's not. There's two people were standing there waiting for it a little bit. Kick it back out, move the ball.
And Siegenthaler and Chloe Flanagan out. Riley Christensen and Kelsey Bremnes, a pair of juniors, come in. Exactly 3 minutes into the second half, we are tied at 22. Colin Zastro, high pass to Hager near the scorer's table. Hager being pursued from behind, runs it down along the baseline into the shoe. I thought of Riley Christensen, and instead they're going to call a foul on Riley. Maybe Emily Hartman,
Emily,
rather.
Emily, I think? Yeah. Well, our girls reach in a lot, so they make the foul. They make it easy to make that call.
Team fouls now even at two apiece and 22 apiece on the scoreboard. Inbounds to Colin Zastro, knocked out of bounds, and going to McDonald. So I think Claire Ruff knocked that one away. 14:49 to play. We're in the second half. Aaron Siegenthaler ahead of steam down the left side of the lane. Lost the handle for a moment. Out to Claire Ruff on the left wing. Claire skips it over to Riley Christensen, far side. Opposite side now to Aaron Siegenthaler. Wide open, looking at three, rims in and out. Offensive rebound, the putback, no for Riley Christensen. Taylor Hager travels far side. Broke the McDonald pressure for a moment, but took steps. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Pass looped up top to Emily Hartman. Claire Ruff blocked but fouled by Sonnentag. At the top of the key as she elevated for a 17-foot jumper.
Let's knock him down here.
Claire Ruff will go to the line. She's 0 for 1 at the foul line so far. Chance to break this tie at 22. First free throw for Claire Ruff. Great rotation. That one's down. McDonald takes the lead. 23-22. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. One-point lead, and it'll stay that way. Second free throw, no, but an offensive rebound by Claire Ruff. Ruff back out to Bremnes. Aaron Siegenthaler. Kelsey Bremnes left wing, rotates to Ruff, elevates for a three, left corner, side of the rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Kadot. Eiler has it. Finds Colin Zastro. Donald will back off a bit. They're back on defense. Push ahead into the left corner for Kadot.
Weak side.
Sonnentag, a whistle, and Aaron Siegenthaler just picked up her third.
Her third.
Aaron Siegenthaler, Chloe Flanagan in. Aaron Siegenthaler will get a breather along with Emily Hartman for the Lady Max. Inbounds to Taylor Hager, standing on the wing of that Hornet at midcourt. Hager into the left corner. Three on the way. That one too long. Offense rebound. Zastro. Her shot is blocked by Claire Ruff. Return to center, but a three from the right wing. Brinley Sonnentag. 25-23 Kadot. Sonnentag, her second triple tonight.
Got to penetrate here a little bit. Penetrate the gap. That's it.
And the Hornets just hanging around. And Sonnentag with the steal. Taylor Hager left wing, guarded by Riley Christensen, goes behind her back up top. 25-23, the home team, leading by two. Colin Zastro in the left corner. Sonnentag guarded by Flanagan, gets a screen from Sikora. Again, Nerdrum on the bench with three fouls. Aaron Siegenthaler on the bench for three fouls for McDonald. Taylor Hager down the lane, fights a shot up, blocked and taken away. Chloe Flanagan, McDonald with numbers. Flanagan down the left side of the lane, layup, no. Going high for the rebound and going to the floor, Riley Christensen. Back to Kadot. Opportunity for McDonald there. Couldn't get a shot to drop. A Sonnentag against Flanagan, gets a screen again from Eiler. Sikora up top, picks up her dribble. Back to Sonnentag, the freshman. Thought about pulling the trigger on another three. Again, has a screen from Eiler. Hager right wing, just outside the arc. Riley Christensen reaches in and gets caught. Fourth team foul, McDonald with 12:23 to play. Kanata has committed two. Blair Ruff gets a breather with 12:23 left in a two-point game. Kanata with the lead here on their home floor. They will inbound in front of their own bench. It's Dusty Birch's squad again getting a infusion of confidence.
Oh yeah!
With that overtime win on the road at Fall Creek. Taylor Hager
short
pulls up for three off the glass. Rebound through several pairs of hands, and Hager gets it back. McDonald couldn't secure the rebound. Eiler flips to Hager in the right corner. Pulls the trigger on another three. That one too long. Can McDonald get a box out?
Should
yes.
Be able to get it over the back.
And maybe Zastro is called for that one, and the team fouls will even up at four apiece with 12:03 left as Siegenthaler had good position and made the most of it. That is the second on Colin Zastro, the 5'10 freshman. And McDonald comfortable going pretty much the length of their bench. Kanat, as Coach Birch mentioned before the game, goes about seven deep. Chloe Flanagan right side. Donald down by a deuce here. They also trailed by two at halftime. Flanagan gets it back from Riley Christensen to Lauren Buescher in the right corner, and Buescher stepped on the end line. Jasmine Gerber in for Kelsey Bremnes, 11:46. The turnovers have been mounting here on both sides, but McDonald have been pretty good in the turnover department. Most of this season have lessened the average a lot from last year, but it's been a bit of a struggle here tonight. Eiler looking too tall down to the baseline. Nerdrum came back into the game, but the pass missed her as they've been trying to establish Nerdrum in the post all night. She's battled some foul trouble. Into the line three times, though. McDonald another chance to tie or take the lead. Down two, 11 and a half to go. Into the left corner, Jasmine Gerber.
Turn and kick.
And Siegenthaler back to Jasmine, the left corner again. Up top, pass tipped away. Chloe Flanagan saved it back in bounds. I'm not sure if she needed to because it was tipped, but able to get it back to McDonald. Chloe Flanagan, high post feed, and Siegenthaler attacking. Bounces to Siegenthaler, rather bounces to Gerber. Now Chloe, let's fly for three. That one too strong.
Pass.
Off his free round.
Put
back. Yes. For Riley Christensen, and we are tied at 25. Good weak side rebound for Riley.
Nice, Riley.
That's her first points. Then a steal by Riley Christensen. No offense rebound. Gerber high off the glass and scores. McDonald with a run of four strict points.
Don't reach.
They now lead 27-25. Nerdrum has good position along the baseline. Now to Zastro. Zastro for three. Off the glass, too strong. Long rebound. Riley has it for a moment, digging it out and gets it to Flanagan. McDonald wants to push. And Siegenthaler, the left block extended, spinning into the lane. Siegenthaler out to Chloe Flanagan. Rotates to Riley Christensen for three, far side, side of the rim. No, fight for the rebound, and Kadot wins it. A whistle and a timeout, full timeout with 10:17 to play. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Dave Flanagan with you on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Don't forget to hit subscribe and that notification bell so you see when we're live with Chi Higher McDonald Athletics. A 4-0 run for McDonald gives them back the lead, 27-25. Now another steal created by Chloe Flanagan. Chloe gets it back, finds a weak side pass, and Sigethar too strong off the glass. Rebound is loose. Jasmine Kerber rips it out, and she is fouled with 10:04 to go.
Make this game a little helter-skelter. That's in our favor for sure. So, see if we can keep it going.
Mounting a bit here on both sides. That's the fifth on Cadott. McDonald's committed four with 10:04 to play, so could see a lot of free throw shot. Chloe Flanagan to inbound. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff right wing. And Sigenthaler lofts a high arcing three. That one doesn't hit the rim. Claire Ruff going high, trying to save it. Couldn't track it down in time.
Well, defense. Let's see if we can get one again.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Sonnentank has her pass tipped out of bounds by Claire Ruff. Cadott will move a little bit further down in front of their student section to inbound this one. Dropped in. Sonnentank finds Hager. Immediately to Sikora. Colin Zastro. Guarded by Claire Ruff. 9:45 to play. 27-25. 2-point lead for the Lady Mags. They trailed by two at halftime. Hager across the line. Chloe Flanagan pokes it away, out of bounds, staying with Cadott. Aaron Sigenthaler is going to come in. Chloe Flanagan gets a break with 9:32 left here in the second half. You see how McDonald's depth comes into play.
Aaron's just got to play smart here now and keep herself on the floor.
Three fouls. Nerdrum is out there with three fouls as well for Cadott. And Sigenthaler up top on Sonnentag. Sikora loops down to the left corner. Claire Ruff almost tracked it down as she knocked it loose. And they will inbound from that far side with Colin Zastro. Cadott trailing 27-25, 9:19 left. Cadott boys, of course, got a big overtime win at McDonald against the McDonald boys earlier this week. Trying to get a pair of victories against the Max and Lady Max. McDonald trying to hold serve here with the conference lead. They're almost to the halfway point of the second half. Nerdrum, left side, Sikora. Finds Hager. Hager off the screen from Sikora, rolls to the basket, nothing there. Brinley Sonnentag, right wing. She hit a three from there earlier this half. Nerdrum finds Sikora. Sikora in the lane, wheeling. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. They'll stay here. Low-scoring game, 27-25. Every basket worth a lot.
Replay down the floor.
Hager almost lost it near midcourt. Put in by Aaron Sigenthaler. Senior against junior. Has a screen from Nerdrum. Hager lost it. Taken away by Aaron.
Finish it, Aaron.
Sigenthaler left side. Down the left side of the lane. Stripped to the ball by Sonnentag. Out of bounds with 8:30 to play. And that should be the team's sixth foul against Sonnentag. They're going to say she got it cleanly. So, excuse me, no foul. Sonnentag just knocks it out of bounds. And McDonald will inbound. Good play by the freshman. And Sigenthaler. Take a quick breather here. Jasmine Gerber, left elbow jumper. Too strong. Long rebound to Cadott. Chance for the Hornets to tie or take the lead. 8:17 to play. Bryn Sonnentag. No. Offensive rebound, Sikora. Out to Hager. Hager down the lane, up with the right hand, and ties the game.
It's a nice move.
Very tough move for Sonnentag. Excuse me, for Taylor Hager. She has 11 points.
Claire with two.
Claire Ruff gives the lead right back to McDonald. The leading scorers on both sides coming to life here. 29-27, the Lady Max. Good answer for McDonald. Riley Christensen about to come back in. Sonnentag, her three off the mark. Buescher clears the rebound. Hartman on to Aaron Sigenthaler with 7.5 left. 29-27. Buescher tipped pass. Out of bounds. We'll stay with McDonald. 7:28 remaining in the half. Buescher out. Gerber out. Riley Christensen and Kelsey Bremnes back in for Coach Sally Williams.
Hornets
Second dollar, no look pass down to Clear Ruff, left block extended. Finds a cutting Riley Christensen. Christensen up just beyond the yard, beyond the foul line, I should say. And
great shot. It just didn't go in.
Halfway down and then popped out for Riley. Full court pressure for the Lady Max with 7:19 left. Zastro finds Hager. Hager on the run. Has a clear path down the lane. Dumps it down to Sakura. Sakura counted and a foul.
Is that four on Aaron?
Tied at 29 and Kingdot can take the lead at the foul line. Sakura, I believe that's her second and one opportunity. The 5'10" senior. As we are tied at 29. That is the fourth on Aaron Sigenthaler. Free throw's good. It's 30-29, Kadat. Donald just unable to pull away from the Hornets tonight. I keep mentioning this Kadat team is playing with confidence.
Playing very well.
Clear Ruff. Riley Christensen. Moves into the left corner and Sigenthaler. Guarded by Colin Zastro, junior against freshman there. And across the foul line, opposite side now. Shoots a high bounce pass to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes, her shot blocked by Sakura. Clean block back to Kadat with 6:46 to play. Brinley Sonnentag. Opposite side, Hager for a big three. She hit it. 33-29. Timeout on the floor as Taylor Hager gives her team about its largest lead of the night. 60-second timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com. Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On the outside, Dillenbeck, 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Connor Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the car scored before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countered. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh.
Shoots.
Oh,
backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 4-point game. McDonald down 33-29 with 6:34 to play. 4 points, two possessions. Feels like a lot in this one, Dave.
Yeah. It's like the old Badgers, you know. It's like it took for, you know, how they ran their offense. It just took forever. They grind it.
Emily Hartman back out to Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes for a three. That one off the mark. Long rebound. Can McDonald track it down? Riley Christensen saves it. No, not in time.
Okay, girls, we've got to play some good defense here now. Just play smart.
And almost two-thirds of the way through the second half and just 29 points scored for McDonald. They average almost 58 a game. As I mentioned, Kadat has played this game at their pace. Claire Roth knocks away from Zastro. Zastro gets it back in the backcourt. And then Sonnentag. Sonnentag trapped at midcourt looking for Zastro right in front of her own bench. Zastro guarded by Claire Ruff. Sonnentag. Both teams at five fouls. Kadat looking to run some clock when they can. Right side, Sakura. Sakura at the right block. Brinley Sonnentag, the freshman, attacking along the baseline. Her jumper off the side of the backboard, but gets it back up with the right hand. Uncounted. It's a 6-point lead.
Great.
5:25 to go. Lady Max down 35-29. Tipped pass. Claire Ruff takes it in the far corner. Elbow jumper. That one good. Big shot from Ann Siegenthaler.
Big shot. That's what we need.
35-31. And Aaron Siegenthaler has those four fouls. Donald needing to create some chaos here on defense. Canucks handled the ball pretty well tonight. Taylor Hager right side.
Stay with her.
Guarded by Hartman. Under five to go. Hager for three. That one off the mark. Rebound Bremnes to Hartman. Emily across the timeline. Finds Claire Ruff. Ruff for a big three. Far side. She hit it. Claire Ruff makes it a one-point game. 35-34. Push called on Riley Christensen along the baseline. That's McDonald's last foul to give.
That's all right.
6-point deficit. Now down to one. 35-34. Lady Max full court pressure. Sonnentag. Disaster along the baseline. And a whistle and a foul.
Yep. I mean, she swatted at the ball and didn't get it. So
4:26 play to play, and now we're shooting free throws.
Now we got to get a rebound here.
So Colin Zastro with the third foul against Riley Christensen. We'll shoot the one-on-one with 4:26 left. And it could very well be a foul shooting contest. We're talking about being able to close out games on both sides here. So Zastro at the line. Huge one-on-one free throw for the freshman. Off the back rim, no. Rebound, Emily Hartman. Double dribble called in the backcourt on Chloe Flanagan. With 4:22 to play. I didn't see that.
I think she hesitated. I don't think she double dribbled.
Well, Mark Maloney always talks about that's the toughest call to make.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you got to. Well, let's get it back.
Max needing a stop here with 4:20 to play. Down one. 35-34. Chloe Flanagan takes away with a steal. Flanagan push ahead to Riley Christensen. Riley hangs in the air and hits. And McDonald takes the lead back. Chloe to Riley. It's 36-35.
There's a double dribble right there.
Hager down the middle of the lane. Drops it off. Pounded and a foul for Nerdrum. Back and forth we go. Nerdrum playing with those three fouls, sitting at 3 points, now has five, and her team took the lead back 37-36. She can put them up by a pair with a free throw here.
Let's go block out. Let's get the rebound.
4:01 left. Free throw's good. It's a 38-36 lead. Siegenthaler up top to Chloe Flanagan. One foul left to give. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break here on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute. This is Lady Max Basketball.
24-7 West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
On the outside, Dillenbeck, 4 seconds.
Got a shooter.
Somebody get a shot off. Counter Kalinske driving right baseline, puts it in. Yes, the Cards score before halftime.
Evelyn Pischer countered. Pischer comes in, moves it.
Oh. Shoots. Oh, backhand. We score.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A gut check on both sides. Under four to go. 3:50 remaining. So I was saying before the break, Cadott has one foul left to give. McDonald cannot commit a foul without sending the Hornets to the line. McDonald with the basketball out of the timeout, trailing 38-36. Riley Christensen rotates on the far side. Aaron Siegenthaler playing with those four fouls. Claire Ruff up top. Ruff back to Aaron Siegenthaler, right wing. Just over 3.5 minutes left. In the left corner, Siegenthaler to Siegenthaler. Aaron up top, Riley Christensen. Riley to the high post. Clear Ruff, left corner for three, and it takes the lead. No offensive rebound. Emily Hartman goes up strong. She's fouled. Emily Hartman with 3:22 left. That was also the last foul to give for Kadot. Nerdrum went down hard. And did they change that to an offensive foul?
They must have.
I guess I just saw it wrong. I thought it was a foul on Nerdrum, but I think they're saying Hartman went it against Hartman. That is her third, the team's nine. So double bonus the rest of the way now for Kadot. That is a huge call. Hager, runner, no. Rebound to Hartman. Finds Aaron Siegenthaler. Still a two-point game. Riley Christensen far side. Hangs in the air. No. Blocked on the way up. 3 minutes left. And a whistle. And Riley Christensen, I believe, her fourth. And it's two free throws on the other side. Big, big call on that Hartman shot attempt. No offensive foul rather than defensive foul instead of Emily being at the line with a chance to tie the game. Now it could be a two-possession lead with 3:06 left for the Hornets, and that would make this a much more difficult hill to climb. First free throw is good for Zastro, 39-36. Hornets student section coming alive. Second attempt, that one good as well. The freshman. McDonald down four, 3 minutes left. Fighting one up in the lane, clear Ruff. Again, no foul call. They're saying Kadot playing good defense. Now McDonald's going to need to get a steal or start fouling and hope for some misses. Kadot can take a lot of time off the clock.
Aaron can. She has four already.
Sanente to Sakura. Sakura in the lane. Finds it out to Eiler. Right back to Sakura. Turns up, wheeling in the lane, trying to avoid a three-second call.
There he got her.
And there it is. 2:35 left. McConnell needs a bucket here in this possession.
Let's get a good one. I mean, we're trying to cause fouls, and they're not going to get a call, so let's just work for a good one here. We have plenty of time.
Emily Hartman to Riley Christensen. Aaron Siegenthaler, right corner. Aaron looking to the post. Instead, loops at Emily Hartman, far side. Aaron Siegenthaler on the right wing with 2:16 to play. And Siegenthaler. And up top. Just over 2 minutes left. Emily Hartman knocked away from her. Fights a pass out to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler pulls up down the lane off the glass and good. 40-38. And Siegenthaler.
We just can't let her run wild here. We just dribbles all the way down the floor.
Hager loops one high off the glass. No! Grabbing the rebound. What a held ball. Oh, my goodness. I will respectfully disagree vehemently with that, as it looked like Sakura went over the back.
That might have been a foul.
But a held ball, and instead of McDonald going the other way, Sontek loses it out of bounds, and McDonald basketball. Well, are the officials going to double-check? Yes, they are.
So change it.
All right. Get it right. A minute 44 left. 40-38. McDonald down two. Clear Ruff up top. Pass kicked. With a minute 35 left. And Kadot still has a foul left to give. I said before they'd committed their last one, and that was the one that I thought was a defensive foul when offensive foul against Emily Hartman. So still one foul left to give for Kadot. McDonald, any foul, sends the Hornets to the line, shooting two. Riley Christensen into Claire Ruff. With a minute 34 to play. Two-point lead for the Hornets. Trying to beat McDonald for the first time in quite a while. Claire Ruff, thought about a three-head fake, pulls up from the foul line off the front of the rim. No, offensive rebound and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler going hard to the rim, off the glass, and ties it. We are tied at 40.
Great job. Oh, there's a travel.
Sanente on the right side of the lane, throws up a tough shot and scores. 42-40.
He's patient.
rotations here. We don't need anything crazy.
Riley Christensen to Emily Hartman. 58 seconds left, two-point game, full timeout. We're back in 1 minute. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide...
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org.
Welcome back. McDonald Basketball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 42-40, Cadott leading McDonald by two with 58 seconds to play off a circus shot from Brinley Sonnentag. McDonald has the basketball. Cadott has a foul to give if they'd like. Into the backcourt, Aaron Siegenthaler. Aaron guarded by Sonnentag, the freshman. Pass thrown away. Sakura with his steal. A huge turnover. 48 seconds left. Now McDonald has to foul. Hager pressured in the backcourt. Offensive foul. No far side. It's a block. Fair rough. Hoping for one with 40.7 seconds left.
Right
still
idea.
A lot of time left, but a chance to make it a four-point game. Taylor Hager at the line, shooting two. Donald's had opportunities here, couldn't pull away, and the Hornets looking to rip one here. Free throw for Hager. It is good. It's a three-point game, 43-40. She can make it a two-possession game with a make here. Big shot after big shot for Cadott tonight. Hager. Second free throw is good. It's 44-40, and that was absolutely critical. Aaron Siegenthaler, right side to Ann Siegenthaler. 35 seconds left. Got to get one here for McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler, tough pass to Ann Siegenthaler. And one. And a foul, and one for McDonald. They pull within 2 points with 27.7 seconds left. What a game we have here tonight. 44-42.
Trying to figure out if we have any timeouts left.
And Siegenthaler at the line, looking for an end one with 27.7 seconds left. Free throw. Back rim, no. Offensive rebound, Emily Hartman. Hartman back out to Claire Ruff. McDonald down two. Aaron Siegenthaler far side. Siegenthaler in the corner to Claire Ruff. Ruff crossing over in her defender. Emily Hartman back to Aaron Siegenthaler. 13 seconds left. Shot is made from deep.
Play
and
defense.
McDonald
here.
Takes the lead on the three.
Slow her down.
45-44. Zastro with 3 seconds.
Oh,
Hager to win it at the buzzer. Off the
winner. Oh, my
off
goodness.
The mark, and McDonald wins it in the thriller. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
45-44, the Lady Max with some magic.
Well, I never thought that was going to happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I think we know what our Maurer Sperry Insurance highlight of the night is going to be. What a game here in the Western Clover Belt. All the credit in the world to Coach Dusty Burrish and his Cadott Hornets as he and Coach Williams exchange a hug and the words, wow, what a phenomenal game for Cadott. As I know they're heartbroken right now thinking they had that one won.
No, they did a great job all night long, controlling tempo, being patient, moving the ball. They did everything right except win the game.
Wow. 45-44. Somehow, some way, again with Regis pulling away from Bloomer, McDonald stays half a game ahead in the Western Cloverbelt Conference standings. I know sometimes we give lip service to saying, wow, this is a tough conference. Anyone can beat anyone. I think we are seeing that all throughout the Western Cloverbelt now, that you've got to bring your A game night after night.
Well, I told Chloe, I said, you know, round two, it's going to be much more difficult than round one when we played them again. And, you know, not that I know anything other than the fact that I think it's coming true here, that, you know, these teams had a lot of growth.
And, they did indeed.
So no, it's, hey, it was a great win, boy. So Tuesday makes it a little more exciting.
Absolutely. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Please don't go anywhere. We'll talk with head coach Sally Williams. We'll have our 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap. That's all ahead on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll be back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Choice and Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for easily automating lights, locks, and thermostats while on vacation. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Wow. Welcome into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Flanagan with you. Post Glass and Mirror brings us the Post Game Show every Wogo Sports broadcast. They're also now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We are anxiously awaiting head coach Sally Williams. But first, your thoughts on this one, because, I mean, that was victory snatched from the jaws of defeat about as closely as you can define it.
Yeah, then you flip the coin. It's like, you know what? It was a tight game. Our girls figured out a way to win. So it's like, we'll take it. I mean, it didn't look like it, but all of a sudden, boom, there it was.
There it was. That's Coach Williams will join us here on WOGO Sports, our live video stream on YouTube and Facebook, also 103.1 FM and AM 680 on the radio dial, podcasts and live audio at WOGO.com. As Coach Sally Williams joins us, and Coach, we're still catching our breath from the end of that one as well,
too.
I mean, two incredibly tight games. What was the message to your team throughout the game, throughout the half? I mean, first off, I think we have to have a massive tip of the hat to Cadot. And again, we talked about it before the game. They played you tighter than that final score would indicate mid-December. Yep. And tonight they were ready to play, and they forced the game to be played at a pace they wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're on a roll. They're hot right now. They've played all the top teams tough. I mean, that's the problem, is their record doesn't show that.
Yeah.
And they've been in it with Regis. They've been in it with Elk Mound. Like, they're taking teams down to the wire, and they're just so close. And then they went to OT with Fall Creek taking them. And so, and anything can happen when you have really good three-point shooters. They get hot. We can't hit shots, right? Our defense, it wasn't necessarily anything in particular. Just we weren't moving it. We weren't hitting shots at the time. And give them credit, like, they were just suffocating us. There wasn't an opening that we could find. And coming into the game, we knew that this was going to be a battle, and it's always a battle here.
Coach, again, looking to rebound off your first loss in well over 2 months, so 14 in a row, then lose that game. And I think it could be easy mentally. Again, there's so much about the mental aspect of sports, and it could be easy for the girls in a game like this to be like, oh, no, here we go again. This feeling that we haven't felt for a long time but felt on Tuesday night, here it goes again. Another tough game on the road. And late in the game, I know I see things through McDonald-colored glasses, but there were some calls where I really thought maybe it was a little bit different than what the whistle ended up being. And so there's just time and time again where you could fold or you can fight. And we saw your team never lose that fight tonight.
Yeah, and that, I mean, you hit it on the head. Coming off of a loss and then being in that same situation, you have that, you know, is that fear coming back in their minds, and you're really trying to keep them calm the whole time, thinking, we got this, like, stay the course, trust the process, and do the things that we've been working on doing. We really talk about not following in us, like, we weren't trying to follow in some of those situations.
Yeah.
Because our D only being down two can get us that turnover like we need, or getting that defensive board and pushing, and that's our better bet than trying to fight the back and forth with the free throws. And so I give my girls credit, just coming off after the rebound of Tuesday, they mentally were strong and found a way to win. And at this time of the year, I told them that at any time right now, the grit to just find a way to win, I mean, it's not a pretty win by any means, but we'll take it.
Again, it's what preps you for the playoffs, and this conference thoroughly prepares you for the postseason. And we talk about it so many times, Coach, the depth and the confidence you have in your bench, that it's not, oh, you're a bench player. It's you have a role on this team. And whether it's Lauren Buescher coming in and getting a rebound or Riley creating some havoc on defense, Chloe coming in and out of the game and making some big plays as well, too, every single girl that you have out there provides something to this team. And it could be a spark on offense or defense, mm-hmm. hustle plays, and you need every single one of them, and you did tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk to them about just taking advantage of the opportunity. You might get one opportunity, you might get five opportunities, but whatever that is, the time is ready. And the end of the game, I called on Jasmine because I knew her length and would be a hard person to throw it in and to throw over when they're trying to be in a rush. And it worked out for us in the end when she was in the game after Aaron hit that three. Just bought us some time. She got a huge tip, bought us some more time, that took it off so that they couldn't get a very good shot off.
Coach, I don't even know what the end of this game sounded like or looked like, and I'm looking forward to hearing and seeing you on a post-game show. But
what an
exciting game. And again, I think one that both teams can go away heads held high from this one and say, hey, we made each other better tonight, and it's nice to see the W going our way. But again, it was an exciting conference game, everything you hope for in high school sports tonight.
Yeah, give Kadah credit. I mean, they're ready to go, and I knew that they were going to ready to take their best shot at us just like anybody is. And they're there. They're right there, and they're going to be a team to be a force to be reckoned with, especially in the playoffs. And I told Coach that, and they're still in our sectional. And yeah. So there's that's the hard thing with our conference. They're just such tough teams night after night, and you got to bring it every single night. And we crawled out a win tonight, and so thankful for that.
Coach, we appreciate your time as always. We'll see you again soon.
All right, thank you, and thanks to my family. Shout out to them who are watching and supporting from afar.
Thank you, Head Coach Sally Williams here on WOGO Sports, the live video stream on YouTube. We'll take a break shortly and come back with our 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game. But first, it's time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Looking at the leading scores for Kadah, as they had three different players score here tonight, led by 16 from Taylor Hager. That's right about her season average of 15.9. She was fantastic in both halves. Really, really impressive was Brinley Sonnentag with 10 points, and she hit some big, big shots for Kadah in the second half. The young freshman, Colin Zastro, another impressive freshman, scored 5 points tonight, but again, played some great defense against McDonald. Kennedy Nerdrum was battling foul trouble, the senior, but she had 6 points, 5 for Danny Sikora, and 2 for Ava Eiler. And again, just a really, really impressed with this Kadah team here tonight, and they are not going to be an easy out in the postseason for sure. On the other side for McDonald, also six players scoring, led by 20 from Claire Ruff. She had 10 in each half. 12 for Ann Sigenthaler, 4 apiece for Riley Christensen and Emily Hartman, 2 for Jasmine Gerber, and we'll kind of save the best for last here. She was battling foul trouble, didn't score until the waning moments, but 3 for Aaron Sigenthaler, and what a 3 it was, Dave.
Well, she's been in these positions. You know what? She stepped up. She wasn't afraid to shoot. She knew, you know what? I'm sure she thought, okay, I'm going to make this one. And she grabbed it, shot it, and went in.
It's confidence, and that's what you need. We are back in 1 minute here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We've got one more highlight to get ready for you, and then we'll bring back the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game. That's ahead in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's time for our Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout Western Wisconsin 24/7, and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. Here's how it sounded in the second half. Your 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. We'll get them for you here on WOGO Sports and WOGO Radio. Again, thank you to our board operators tonight, Dawson Halverson and Conley Engelmeyer. Those fiber fast plays of the game. Right down the right side. Flips one up and into the cup. Counted. And a foul. Hoop and harm for Clare.
Nice
court. Hager into the left corner. Three on the way. That one too long. Offense rebound. Zastro. Her shot is blocked by Clare Ruff. Return to center, but a three. Good weak side rebound for Riley.
Nice, Riley.
That's her first points. Then a steal by Riley Christensen. No offense rebound. Gerber high off the glass and scores. Emily across the timeline. Finds Clare Ruff. Ruff for a big three. Far side. She hit it. Clare Ruff makes it a one-point game. 35-34. Down one. 35-34. Chloe Flanagan takes away with the steal. Flanagan, push ahead to Riley Christensen. Riley hangs in the air and hits, and McDonald takes the lead back. Chloe to Riley, it's 36-35. Clare Ruff, thought about a three-head fake, pulls up from the foul line off the front of the rim. No, offensive rebound and Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler going hard to the rim, off the glass and ties it. We are tied at 40.
Great job. Oh, there's a travel.
Got to get one here for McDonald. Aaron Siegenthaler. Tough pass to Ann Siegenthaler. Counted at a foul! And one for McDonald. They pull within 2 points with 27.7 seconds left. Siegenthaler far side. Siegenthaler in the corner to Clare Ruff. Ruff crossing over in her defender. Emily Hartman back to Aaron Siegenthaler. 13 seconds left. Shot is made from deep!
Play defense.
McDonald takes the lead on the three!
Slow her down.
45-44. Zastro with 3 seconds. Hager to win it at the buzzer off the glass.
Oh, my goodness.
And McDonald wins it in the thriller. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
What a game we had. Your FiberFast plays of the game brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Caleb Swenson along with Dave Flanagan. What a great one we had here tonight. It was, again, a lot of fun on both sides. And McDonald somehow, some way, finding that max magic.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the prettiest of games, but you know what? They stuck with it. They it was a grinder, they figured out a way to win at the end. And you take it and move on. You know, it'll help them down the road, obviously. But I guess, early on, you're like, oof. But all of a sudden, they did pull it out.
Well, we appreciate our hosts here at Cadott. We will say so long. Once again, your final score, McDonald 45, Cadott 44. Thank you to our video operator, Sam Aberley, audio producers back at the WOGO home base in Halley, Dawson Halverson and Conley Engelmeyer. For Dave Flanagan, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Cadott High School. Once again, your final score, the Lady Macs 45, the Hornets 44. This has been McDonald Lady Macs Basketball, presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weirs Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.